Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 2, The Cosmic Manifestation, Chapter 2, The Lord in the Heart, Part 3, Verses 15 through 37. Whenever the yogi desires to leave this planet of human beings, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shukadeva Goswami said, O King Parikshit, whenever the yogi desires to leave this planet of human beings, he or she should not be perplexed about the proper time or place, but should comfortably sit without being disturbed, and, regulating the life air, should control the senses by the mind. Thereafter, the yogi should merge his or her mind by one's unalloyed intelligence into the living entity, and then merge the living entity into the super-self. And by doing this, the fully satisfied living entity becomes situated in the supreme stage of satisfaction, so that one ceases from all other activities. In that transcendental state of labdho prashanti, there is no supremacy of devastating time which controls even the celestial demigods who are empowered to rule over mundane creatures, and what to speak of the demigods themselves. Nor is there the mode of material goodness, nor passion, nor ignorance, nor even the false ego, nor the material causal ocean, nor the material nature. The transcendentalists desire to avoid everything godless, for they know that supreme situation in which everything is related with the Supreme Lord Vishnu. Therefore, a pure devotee who is in absolute harmony with the Lord does not create perplexities, but worships the lotus feet of the Lord at every moment, taking them into his or her heart. By the strength of scientific knowledge, one should be well situated in absolute realization, and thus be able to extinguish all material desires. One should then give up the material body by blocking the air hole through which stool is evacuated with the heel of one's foot, and by lifting the life air from one place to another in the six primary places. The meditative devotee should slowly push up the life air from the navel to the heart, from there to the chest, and from there to the root of the palate. One should search out the proper places by means of intelligence. Thereafter, the bhakti yogi should push the life air up between the eyebrows, and then, blocking the seven outlets of the life air, one should maintain one's aim for going back home, back to Godhead. If one is completely free from all desires for material enjoyment, one should then reach the cerebral hole and give up one's material connections, having gone to the Supreme. O King, if, however, the yogi maintains a desire for improved material enjoyment, like transference to the topmost planet Brahmaloka, or the achievement of the eightfold perfections, travel in outer space with the Vaihyasas, or a situation in one of the millions of planets, then one has to take away with one the materially molded mind and senses. The transcendentalists are concerned with the spiritual body. As such, by the strength of their devotional service, austerities, mystic power, and transcendental knowledge, their movements are unrestricted within and beyond the material worlds. The fruitive workers or the gross materialists can never move in such an unrestricted manner. O King, when such a mystic passes over the Milky Way by the illuminating Sushumna to reach the highest planet Brahmaloka, one goes first to Vaishvanara, the planet of the deity of fire, wherein one becomes completely cleansed of all contaminations. And thereafter, one still goes higher to the circle of Sushumar in order to relate with Lord Hari, the personality of Godhead. This Sushumar is the pivot for the turning of the complete universe, and it is called the navel of Garbhodakashayi Vishnu. The yogi goes alone beyond this circle of Sushumar and attains the planet Mahaloka, where purified saints like Bhrigu enjoy a duration of life of 4,300,000,000 solar years. This planet is worshipable even for the saints who are transcendentally situated. At the time of the final devastation of the complete universe, or the end of the duration of Lord Brahma's life, a flame of fire emanates from the mouth of Lord Ananta from the bottom of the universe. The yogi then sees all the planets of the universe burning to ashes, and thus the yogi leaves for Satyaloka by airplanes used by the great purified souls. The duration of life in Satyaloka is calculated to be 15,480,000,000,000 years. In that planet of Satyaloka, there is neither bereavement, nor old age, nor death, and there is no pain of any kind, and therefore there are no anxieties, save that sometimes, due to consciousness, there is a feeling of compassion for those unaware of the process of devotional service and who are subjected to unsurpassable miseries while in the material world. After reaching Satyaloka, the devotee is specifically able to be incorporated fearlessly by the subtle body in an identity similar to that of the gross body, and one after another, one gradually attains stages of existence from earthly to watery, to fiery, to glowing, and to airy, until one reaches the ethereal stage. The devotee thus surpasses the subtle objects of different senses, like aroma by smelling, the palate by tasting, vision by seeing forms, touch by contacting, the vibrations of the ear by ethereal identification, and the sense organs by material activities. The devotee, thus surpassing both gross and subtle forms of coverings, enters the plane of egoism, and in that status, one merges the material modes of nature, ignorance and passion, in this point of neutralization, and thus reaches egoism in goodness. After this, all egoism is merged into the Mahat-Tattva, and one comes to the point of pure self-realization. Tenatmanatmanam upaiti shantam anandam anandamayo vasane etang gating bhagavating gatoya savai punar neha visajjate anga. Only the purified soul can attain the perfection of associating with the personality of Godhead in complete bliss and satisfaction in one's constitutional state. And whoever is able to renovate such devotional perfection is never again attracted by this material world and never returns. Your Majesty Maharaj Parikshit, know that all that I have described in reply to your proper inquiry is just according to the version of the Vedas, and it is eternal truth. And this was described personally by Lord Krishna unto Brahmaji, with whom the Lord was satisfied upon being properly worshipped. Na ki ataha anya shiva pantha vishata sansvatav iha vasudeve bhagavati bhakti yogo yato bhavet. For those who are wandering in this material universe, there is no more auspicious means of deliverance than what is aimed at in the direct devotional service of Lord Krishna. Bhagavan Brahma Kartsnyena Trir Anviksha Manishaya Tad Adi Avasyat Kutasto Retir Atmanyato Bhavet. The great personality, Brahmaji, with great attention and concentration of his mind, studied the Vedas three times, and after scrutinizingly examining them, Brahma ascertained that attraction for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, is the highest perfection of religion. Bhagavan Sarva Bhuteshu Lakshita Swatmana Hari Drishyaya Buddhi Adivir Drashta Lakshanaya Anumapakai. The Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is in every living being along with the individual soul. And this fact is perceived and hypothesized in our acts of seeing and taking help from the intelligence. Tasmat sarvatmana rajam hari sarvatra sarvada shrotavya kirtitavyascha smartavyo bhagavan nritnam. O King Parikshit, it is therefore essential that every human being hear about, glorify, and remember the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, always and everywhere. Pibantiye Bhagavata Atmana Satam Kathamritam Shravana Puteshu Samritam Punanti Te Vishaya Vidushitashayam Vrajanti Tachcharana Saro Ruhantikam. Those who drink through oral reception, fully filled with the nectarian message of Lord Krishna, who is the beloved of the devotees, purify the polluted aim of life known as material enjoyment, and thus they go back home, back to Godhead, to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Recorded February 4, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Om Pavitra Pavitrova Sarva Avastam Gatopi Va Yasmaret Pundarik Aksham Sabhagya Abhyantara Sutihi Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu Om Jnana Timurandhasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha mukang karoti vacha lang pangdong lang hayate girin yatrifa chamahang vande sri gurum dina charanam yatrifa chamahang vande parama ananda madhavam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Disha Tarine Trinadapi Sunichena Taror Iva Sahishnuna Manina Manadina Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Lam. Kalo Nasyeva, Nasyeva, Nasyeva Gati Anyatha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivat Adigo Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivat Adigo Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jayadvaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda 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 Jaya Jaya Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha.
Kathanchana Smrite Yasmin Dushkaram Sukaram Bhavet Vismrite Viparitam Syat Sri Chaitanyam Namami Tam. Things that are very difficult to do become easy to execute if somehow or other one simply remembers Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if one does not remember Lord Chaitanya, then even easy things become very difficult. Unto this Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I offer respectful obeisances.